Godzilla is now in New York City.
Monster 01 and 02, commence the attack.
I'm really glad we got to watch that movie with the benefit of the Riff Tracks commentary.
Oh, it made it so much better. Yeah. That movie was pretty funny by itself, but their commentary was good.
It would have been kind of hard to sit through without the commentary. Yeah. Don't worry, we'll be watching plenty that are hard to sit through without commentary. Dylan, say, sit down.
I need to leave.
No, you don't. You're fine. You are fine.
We have a runner.
But we just walked out of the theater, and we...
Actually, we walked out of the theater about, I don't know, an hour ago.
About 45 minutes ago. We watched Riff Tracks Live, Giant Spider Invasion. Giant Spider Invasion. Alternate titles, The Giant Spider Invasion. So, let's just do a quick making of. How was this movie... Movie is a kind word. How was this collection of... moving pictures put together? This movie was filmed without a screenplay, filmed without a script. What they filmed on were just pages of just where they just had written dialogue on them. Supposedly, what I read off Wikipedia, Robert Easton, who is also an actor in this movie, was really the main writer on this, and the director, Bill Rabane, locked him in a cabin and threatened not to feed him if he did not pump out 15 pages of dialogue a day. So, I feel like this is probably a stressful set to work on. I mean, I don't know. But this movie was shot in 6 weeks on a budget of $300,000.
Which is quite a bit for the time that it came out.
I mean, it was still a really low budget movie, but...
it's decent.
Original runtime of just a short 84 minutes. This was actually part of MST3K, Mystery Science Theater 3000's 8th season back in 1997. They did a riff on this, these same three guys that we listened... What?
22 years.
Oh, don't make me feel old. Shut up. By the same guys that we listened to riff it again tonight. I did not watch the original MST3K riff on it, and I did not watch the original movie without any commentary on it. So we're just strictly going by the Riff Tracks version that was presented to us. Oh, I forgot to say at the beginning of this episode, I want to go ahead and apologize for the terrible audio quality from last episode.
We have learned our lesson.
It was late, and I did not do an audio check.
I think we recorded that last episode like 10, 15.
Yeah, it was like 10 o'clock at night, and
Aaron had class the next
day. I had work the next day.
I had early morning.
Yeah, you had early morning rehearsal. He had work the next day.
It is unacceptable for a professional podcast such as himself.
Professional?
And I apologize profusely. But we're back to normal, hopefully, this week. I did an audio check. It sounded okay before we started. So
I guess we'll see in
here's for our fingers crossed. Here we're going. But no, for the box office for this movie, it was released on October 24th, 1975. So a Halloween movie. Budget of $300,000, like I already said. Made $15 million. So this movie was quite profitable.
Yeah.
So, why?
Why?
Because it was a horror movie in 1975.
They didn't know.
There was much better movies in 1975. I mean, 1975 was not great. I'll grant you that. But there had to be much better movies than this.
They didn't know any better then.
But we're going to pause. We're going to watch a quick trailer for this movie.
We're not going to watch anything.
Again, not watching anything. I'm sorry, I misspoke. We're going to listen to a quick trailer for this movie.
Are you going to play the Riff Tracks trailer or the real trailer?
Probably the real trailer. Mm. I don't know if Riff Tracks puts out... I guess they probably put out some kind of short trailer or something. But now we'll play the actual trailer from the 1975. Mm. And we'll listen to that and enjoy that. And then we'll come back. And as usual, I shall read off the cast and crew. And then Dylan's going to read off like a 4-sentence...
the shortest plot summary.
Plot summary I have construed because this is all this movie really deserved. So, see you in a little bit.
In a small Wisconsin town, something was about to happen that would send shockwaves around the world. Another world to destroy the Earth. It was the giant spider invasion.
Look at that. I'm still measuring an X-ray shower from the ground level at a magnitude never before measured on Earth except a nuclear explosion.
Well, Doctor, it could be an abortive strike from an unfriendly power.
Oh, come on. You don't think a missile landed here?
I told you something landed here last night. Look, it's full of them.
I'm very concerned.
Well, frankly speaking, Doctor, so is the United States government.
Thousands killing and crippling, creeping, crawling creatures determined to destroy the Earth. Could anything stop them? Could anything stop the giant spider invasion? There has never been a film like this before.
All right, we're back. Let's read off this cast and crew real quick. I will actually be able to pronounce 90% of these names, I think. So here we go.
Probably.
This movie was directed by Bill Rabane, written by, written in quotations, Robert Easton and Richard L. Huff, music by Bill Rabane, effects by Bob Millay, starring Steve Brody, Barbara Hill, Alan Hill Jr., Leslie Parrish, Robert Easton, Christian Schmidmer, that's what I'm going with,
Schmidmer.
Kevin Brody, Bill Williams, and commentary provided by Mike Nelson, Bill Corbett, and Kevin Murphy.
Thank God.
Thank God. All right, what is the plot?
Wonderfully prepared. Really is actually four sentences. When a meteorite lands in a small Wisconsin town, the locals are besieged by tiny spiders, but they don't stay tiny for long, as they grow larger and larger until one is the size of a house. The meteorite has opened a portal between dimensions, and it's up to a ragtag team of locals, along with a NASA scientist, to close it. After a lot of wandering around, they finally succeed in their mission and burn the Queen Spider with a flare gun.
Yeah,
that's accurate description of this movie.
I mean, not inaccurate at all. I mean, there's a few subplots.
I mean, you skipped all the pervert stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about the pervert stuff. But let's get started with this quick short that the Rift Tracks guys riffed prior to the feature movie. You know, I think I complained. I said on our last episode that I didn't really care for their format in the sense that they always riff some kind of weird PSA announcement from way back in the day. But this time, it was actually really funny. They found some... I think they actually said it was the...
Yeah, they said the guy who made the puppets in the...
Bill Mullay that did the effects for this movie
Bill
is
Baird.
Actually... What?
Bill Baird. It's not the same guy who did the effects in this movie. The guy who did the puppets from The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
He created the marionette puppets in a scene during The Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. He also created the puppets that were used in the short and created the short itself, I guess.
Yeah, these puppets were creepiest. Yeah.
They are the stuff. Creepiest puppets I think I've ever seen in my life.
And it was their commentary was pretty funny. I'll give it. They picked a good one this week. I wasn't complaining. It was funny. There was a lot of child molestation jokes and a lot of poop jokes in it.
Poop.
And these puppets were creepy. Yeah. These Marquettes were
marionettes.
I'm sorry. Were Even really, really creepy looking.
Surprised or angry?
They made fun of people with disabilities. They put a dog in harm's way, I'm pretty sure.
They definitely did.
But it was entertaining. I thought it was all right. Nice. Did you get a kick out of it?
I thought the short was funny.
Did you get a kick out of it, Andrew?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was definitely better than the short from last time.
Yeah. The short from last time.
The short from last time was about three boys wandering around.
Yeah, throwing rocks or something.
Throw a rock at something.
Better than the Octoman one.
And yeah, better than the Octoman one where it was like the dog talking about drugs or something.
Is there another one of these this year?
No, this is the last one for this year. So we'll have to wait for next year. I'm pretty sure it's the last one for this year. But anyway, so let's get to the feature film. To start off with, we have some terrible effects where a meteorite is coming towards Earth for like 10 minutes. And then it crashes and there's like this weird, really cheap light show behind this farmhouse. Yes. But let's talk about these farmers.
Can we talk about everyone in this town?
Okay, let's start with these two, this farm couple. These are the most awful, stereotypical, white trash Wisconsin farmers you'll ever find in a movie. The wife, or a girlfriend, whatever
It's his wife, I believe.
His wife, yeah. Is a heavy drinker.
Heavy drinker.
And he is going out every night and sleeping with another woman.
He's going to a revival.
A revival. Quote-unquote. There is a revival in town, but he's not going to the actual revival.
No.
He's sleeping with some waitress from the local bar.
Something.
And she's hitting on her sister's boyfriend?
Sure. And then the wife calls somebody up and tells him...
She's out of booze, she said, if you bring some...
Booze, I'll be awful grateful. I was like, wow,
I'll
these
be awful
people
grateful
are,
when you get over here. I
these
was
are
like,
slow scumbags. And then they have the man's daughter, or not daughter, sister-in-law, who is his wife's sister, younger sister, is dating a...
Local boy.
Yeah. And the boy comes over to pick up the sister-in-law, and then the wife
hits on him and says, like, if you were 5 years older,
I would jump on you.
Jump you.
I was like, wow, that's a little forward there.
I was like, all right. And then his girlfriend, the sister, walks out, and he's like, she looks awful pretty, doesn't she? And she's like, just staring at him, and I'm like, this is really
awkward. And then later, the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law, who is much younger than he is sitting down at the family table, and he's like...
Mind you, his wife has already died. He just doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it yet. Mm-hmm. And they found, like, these balls the spiders are coming out of, but they have diamonds inside. And he's, like, offering this diamond. He's like, I'll give this diamond to you if you make
be
me
real
happy.
Nice to me.
Or if you're real nice to me or whatever. And he's, like, filling her
up.
Yeah,
he's, like, he, like, makes a comment. He's like, you know, maybe I should have just married you. She's like, I was 11. He's like, you're not 11 anymore.
I was like, oh, my God.
And then it zooms in. She's wearing a skimpy outfit to begin with. It zooms in right on her boobs. And she goes, you're right. I'm, like, a 34, 26, 34, or something. I was like, wow.
No.
And then it zooms back out. I was like, woo!
Yay!
Man, they did some sleazy.
Not the
people.
First time that this chick gets hit on either.
Mm. Yeah, and then there's this NASA scientist guy who's extremely misogynistic because he goes to meet with this woman scientist and he doesn't know that she's the doctor. And he goes up to her and he's like, "Is your father?" First of all, he says, "Is your father around?" Okay, well, this woman's father would have to be like
80,
really old. Not saying that she's old, but she is.
She's in her 50s probably.
So he says, "Is your father around?" And then she says, "No, he's." I don't know what she says. And then he says, "Is your brother around?" And she says,
"No, he's."
He
a,
says, "No." And
he's
then
an interior designer.
"Is your what does he say? Is your son around?" And then she says, "No." And she's like, "I'm the doctor." And he's like, "Oh."
They make a comment about that.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But then they spend the rest of the movie just kind of wandering around on the fringes of this plot.
Yeah.
And then there's this sheriff guy who's a little overweight, but his front shirt is always unbuttoned.
Unbuttoned at least three buttons.
And he mostly just sits in his office and takes phone calls for most of the movie.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure at the end of the movie, when he actually goes outside of his office, it's a different actor.
No.
Did you think so?
It looked like the same guy.
Oh, was
same
it?
Guy.
I was pretty sure when he left the office there at the end and was doing all that running around, it was a different actor.
No, I think it was the same
I think it was
guy.
The same guy.
Maybe it was. Okay.
It was...
But I thought he looked like he had a mustache he didn't have before and he lost about 30 pounds, but maybe not.
He's still an old guy.
But anyway, and then was He's there still... any other major characters we're skipping over?
The cousin Billy.
Cousin Billy, he was like a mineralogist or whatever they're called, but was like super. He goes over and hits on the young sister-in-law.
Me, mind you, they cut this part out of the movie because obviously it's
PG-13, I think, or PG or something.
It's being riffed, so and they're playing it to an audience, and they don't ID you for this, so they can't show the full cut of it.
Yeah,
but he walks in on her, and she's getting out, and she had just gotten out of the shower. She's just walking around the house naked.
And they like zoom out so you can't make out any details.
And she covers up herself with a towel, but she's still walking around. I mean, had she not been careful, I mean, she just would have slipped right out of that towel. And he's like hitting on her, and I'm like, this is.
I'm gonna say
he's like something about you know we're not. She's like we're not cousins on my side. We're cousins on Billy's side or whatever.
And he's like, why don't we just be kissing cousins?
Like, he's like, well, we're not blood relatives. Why don't we just be kissing cousins? I'm like,
God.
Jesus Christ.
No, but.
This ain't Arkansas, people.
It ain't Arkansas. We can say that because we
basically live
next door to Arkansas.
Right, next.
But it's just amazing, like, how stereotypical and bad these people are.
They're straight up like stereotypical white.
I do want to comment on the camera work by the Rift Tracks crew. Like, I understood what they like zoomed out for that scene, you know, and they like showed, you know, when they zoom out, they like zoom out from the screen and they show, you know, like the riffers off to the side and they show the crowd. I felt like they made some weird choices on the scenes they decided to zoom out on because, like, some of the. I mean, there's no great scenes in this movie, but some of the more action-y scenes are the ones I felt like they zoomed out of, and I was like, this is the scene that I'd actually kind of like to watch, like, zoom back in. It was a little weird, their selection of scenes to zoom out on, but, you know, whatever. It's fine.
It's
anyway,
casual.
It's casual.
Okay.
But, let's see, what else was there? So, let's actually, I guess, talk about the spiders. So, the spiders start out, they come down on these, there's a meteorite, obviously, and then they start coming out of these, like, little...
Can we just stop for a second and say that the effect when this meteorite crashes?
We'll talk about
effects
later.
I hate you.
Talk about effects.
Talk about effects later.
We're creature design.
No, but they come out of like these little tiny coconut looking things. They have
diamonds
inside of them.
They're geodes.
They're
geodes.
And they are actually
they just
like
haven't been split open yet.
Real tarantulas that they have inside these things that actually they use real tarantulas for as long as they can get away with in this movie to save money on effects.
No animals were harmed in making this movie.
And they also kill a few of them, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But no animals were harmed in the making of this movie.
Where's Peter when you need him?
Right. And then so for a long time, it's just real tarantulas crawling around. And then they eventually get a little bigger.
And they transition into small puppets.
Small puppets. And there's little cobwebs showing up everywhere.
And then they transition into...
like man-sized.
Man-sized puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, we get one giant spider that is actually, I read, made from the chassis of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah. It's literally just
it's
on a Volkswagen
It's a
Beetle.
Bug. It's a spider made out of a VW bug.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
And it's as big as a really small house.
They make that comment.
It's really as big as a VW Beetle with some legs on
it. They make that comment. They're like, spider's the size of a house. And then the roofers are like, yeah, if it's a small house with fangs.
With fangs. But no, I mean, none of the action scenes in this are good.
No.
And they're all really cheesy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I can't really say anything positive about this story, I don't guess.
Nope.
The movie, I mean, it would be kind of funny just watching it without the riff tracks people, because it does make fun of itself. It is terrible, but
it would be more painful.
And then the fact, I guess the big one, like at some point they say it's like the queen spider or something. And then they burn it at the end with a flare gun, and there's like the meteorite opened a portal to another dimension, and they have this hole. This device that will close it, and they drop it on it from a helicopter or something. I'm not really sure. It got kind of fuzzy there at the end. And there's this mob that the sheriff has to handle that really does nothing. And
sheriff beats the spider with his belt.
Oh my god, yes. When the sheriff confronts the spider, he shoots it, and then he takes his belt off and starts whipping it with a belt, and then he gets promptly eaten.
Yes.
I was like, what? Then there's one character where he drives into a giant spider, gets away from it, and then he wrecks his car because there's a small, like an actual just normal sized spider in the car with him. Huh? That was Cousin Billy, yeah. Okay, whatever. But anyway, I mean, is there anything else to talk about as far as this plot goes?
I mean, I thought we'd already pretty much covered
the plot. Oh, the back brace thing. I mean, like, because when the sleazy husband character farmer first comes out of his mistress's house. She like, he's like,
he's barely wearing anything.
He's like, she's like, you forgot your back brace.
and then he grabs it around him and puts it on him.
The Rift Tracks guy is like, just keep bringing that back up. Oh, like there's a dead body at one point. And they're like, oh, thank God it's just a dead body. I thought it was a back brace. And there's one point where he like,
and they make the joke too. And he gets all these geodes or something. Yeah. You know, the Cousin Billy, I guess, told him if he had a bunch of them, they'd be worth some money.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh well, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they make the comment, you know, after I collect all these diamonds or whatever, I'll have enough money to buy 3 back braces, all pre-yellowed.
Now there's one point where he's like wearing his pajamas, and there's like a pee stain and armpit stains, and it's like really gross.
Looks like one nipple's lactating.
Oh my god. Yeah, they
looks
really
like he crapped himself when he turns around.
Yeah, it's leaky diaper. That's what they said. It was pretty good. Now, there were some really good jokes in this movie.
And then it's just all out there in front of you too, and he starts making some weird comments. You know,
this is live, and I think most of their jokes landed. I mean, they flubbed a couple of them a little bit, but
he makes the comment in that same scene when he's wearing that onesie nighty thing.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the girl that he hits on later. And he's like, you know, maybe when you were a kid, I should have bent you over my knee and pulled your britches down and spanked you. And she's like, you just want to do that to get your jollies off. And I was like, okay.
What? And the commentator.
And then she starts like, running away. And he's like, careful, you'll make him jolly again.
Oh my god. Yeah, they were pretty funny tonight. So, anyway, I think we've about covered the plot of this movie. There's not much of one, really. Let's go to creature design. To put this in context, if you were wondering how realistic these spiders are, Showa-era Kumonga is a much more realistic giant spider. By a long shot. They're pretty rough. I mean, there are some scenes, like, were there just quick cuts of the small puppets?
Oh, they make a very big point to not really show the spider until toward the end of the movie when it's like big.
Yeah, like the quick cuts are not super terrible, especially the smaller ones. But yeah, the big one at the end. I mean, it's obviously just on like a car.
Like a car.
And it's just rolling around, and they're like moving the legs a little bit. But the legs aren't even touching the ground.
They're just, like, floating up in there.
It's kind of floating up. It's really bad.
It's rough.
But, and then, I
mean, I guess it looks kind of like
a, like I already mentioned, the effect.
I mean, if you can imagine a tarantula blown up to the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay, yeah.
I guess it's cool.
No, not really. It's terrible.
It's bad.
And then effects, like we mentioned, really the only, I guess, special effect in this movie is the meteorite crash and
the meteorite going through air, through the air and space, or floating, I guess, going through space.
Going
and
through
Earth,
space, yeah. That looks
and
bad.
Then it crashing is
really
god awful. It like explodes, and they have this horrible like
fire.
I don't know,
light show thing.
They like lit up the entire like background of the shot, and it's just a terrible orange. with like some yellow and then some like weird sparks. Red, I don't know how spots. They created it, but
very cheaply. Oof. That's all I gotta say. Oof.
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 This movie was rough around the edges, boys. And then soundtrack. Rough around the
edges, everything.
Soundtrack is just a lot of like, it's kind of like Carpenter-esque, but before Carpenter was big and way less invigorating than anything Carpenter ever did.
It's just noises.
It is a lot of like loud, sharp noises.
And then like a bunch of random synthy things.
Yeah. It's not very good. And it cuts it like, this movie is awfully edited together. And like,
oh, it cuts off at the most random times. Yeah. Like, it'll be like, playing.
Yes.
And you're like, where'd the music go?
Where's the music, though? I need the music.
They'll be like in the middle of talking, you'll hear the quote unquote score in the background.
Yeah. The sound design overall was terrible. Like, there were times when the characters were just like sitting and talking and their voices were fading in and out.
And you're like,
it's like, okay, sound guy, hold the mic steady.
Steady.
No, don't beat him in the head with it.
Yeah, it was a rough production, obviously. If you compare, like, 3 years later, Halloween was made on this same budget with a relatively same time constraint and is, like, a masterpiece, and this is, like, just total trash. So, yeah, it is rough.
That's what happens when you have good people making movies.
That's what happens when you have John Carpenter versus Bill Rabane.
Dan made a comment about that. First you bane.
And then you re-bane. That was funny. All right. But anyway, I think it's time for final thoughts. Andrew,
okay, I think before we get into final thoughts, I say we give a grade on the movie itself and then a grade on the
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Grade the movie first and then grade the commentary. Go.
The movie itself?
Yeah. Final thoughts. Grade on the movie. Grade on the commentary.
Well, this movie was no masterpiece by any stretch of the imagination.
No, definitely not.
The effects were bad. The spiders were not that greatly made.
No.
I'm gonna give this movie an F.
All right. So what about the commentary?
Insert sound effect.
The commentary. I'll give the commentary a B plus.
A B plus.
A B plus.
All right, Dylan. What about you?
Yeah, no, this movie's trash.
Yeah.
These characters are god-awful. They are some of the cringiest, most awful characters I've ever seen in a movie. They're all a bunch of perverts.
Yeah.
Or misogynists. Or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Or just complete and total idiots. The story is absolutely ridiculous and makes zero sense whatsoever. The effects of what there are, absolute garbage.
Yeah.
The spider is terrible.
Yeah.
The little real spiders are good. They look like spiders because they're real.
Because they're real.
They're actually spiders.
Although I'm pretty sure they mutilated a few of them.
Yeah.
No, I know what's wrong with making this movie. The score?
If you call it that.
Is... sounds.
Yeah.
Sounds.
That are modulated with pitch.
Yes.
It is things. No. Overall, definitely movie is going to be definitely an F.
Yeah.
Commentary. I think they did a really good job with the commentary on this one. I enjoyed it a lot more than I enjoyed the commentary on Star Raiders.
Yeah.
The one that we watched last time. But I enjoyed their commentary quite a bit. I thought that they were pretty funny. Even in the short before, I thought was pretty funny. So I'm going to give the commentary an A.
All right. Yeah, I agree totally. This movie is an F for massive failure. It is...
How this movie made $15 million is beside me.
I mean, even watching it without the commentary, it would be pretty much it's so bad it's good a lot of the times, but there would be stretches of it hard to get through. And first of all, not all the characters are misogynistic.
I didn't say all of them.
The young boyfriend is nice to his wannabe girlfriend. And the sheriff, I'm pretty sure, never even speaks to a woman, so he doesn't have a chance to be misogynistic or a pervert.
I didn't say all of them.
So
I said they're either terrible, stupid, misogynistic, pedophiles, or some combination of all of that.
They are at least all stupid. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that sheriff is a little bit of a pedo, too.
Yeah, you know, I can tolerate a ton of cheese. Obviously, I love cheesy movies. I love monster movies, and I love cheesy monster movies. But this is just pushing the boundaries too far. But so, yeah, definitely an F. The commentary itself, like I said, it was really good this time around. I mean, they kind of They kind of stumbled over a couple jokes, which, you know, happens when you're live, so, you know, can't blame them. And they recovered really well. I thought they made a really good choice at the beginning with the PSA that they decided to make fun of this time, when I usually don't like that segment. But overall, no, I enjoyed the commentary. I thought they were really funny. I'll give the commentary an A as well. So, you know, F plus A equals
C.
C?
C.
C?
I guess. I don't know. That's what the middle ground, I guess. No, but I had a lot of fun. I mean, this the entertainment value on this overall is greater than a C, I would say. So, I mean, if you missed it on Thursday, and if this episode comes out in time, you can see it on Tuesday night. They will replay it. So, I think this is... They usually only do 3 a year. This is the third one they've done this year, so...
What month was the first one in?
The first one... When did we go see Octoman? Was that in March?
No, because we went and saw... Maybe it was in January.
Maybe it was in January. We saw Octoman this year at some point.
I thought they said... I thought their little thing... Because this was... They said that it was their 30th...
Yeah.
30th episode or whatever. Or live show. I thought they said Octoman came out in like December of last year.
Did it? I thought it came out this year. I'm pretty sure it came out this year. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I think it's the last one they're doing this year. They'll obviously be back next year, I assume. And you can always go to their website and, you know, just rent their previous movies or whatever. But, no, a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I hope Malco, even though they don't have great attendance for these things, because we saw this in a mostly empty theater like we usually do.
It had a few more people than usual.
It had a couple more people in there than I thought they usually did. But, overall, I thought it was a lot of fun. I hope Malco keeps streaming these Rift Tracks thing. Hope, you know... Our theaters don't usually do a lot of special events, so it's kind of special when they do. But anyway, yeah. We are recording this episode a little bit earlier than we normally do, so I don't have any news other than what we talked about last time. I apologize for that. So if there's any late-breaking news this weekend, we will cover it next week when we review Invasion of Astro Monster, the sixth film in the Godzilla franchise. And then after that, I was looking, we are going to review a film that I'm afraid Dylan is not going to enjoy that much, but he's going to have to stay awake and make it through it. Wow. We're going to review Atragon, which I know a lot of people that like this genre really like. I've only seen it once here not too long ago for the first time. Gonna be straight up. I thought it was a little slow, but I'm excited to give it a second chance. But that's 2 weeks from now. And like I said, next week, Invasion of Astro Monster or Godzilla vs. Monster Zero or just Monster Zero, whatever you feel like calling it, will be our film. I know that's a big fan favorite. A lot of fans say that's their favorite Godzilla movie. So we'll see if it's ours.
Figured it out. I was wrong.
Obviously.
Octoman was in April. Star Raiders was in June.
I thought we went and saw it. But anyway, I think that's all we had for you this week. Did anybody else have anything else to add?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, Dylan, are we still active on social media?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know.
At least I am. I don't know.
Aaron's active. He's the one who does the posting for this show. So
yeah, so if you have complaints about my posts, direct them at nowhere.
Direct them at me, and I'll relate the message.
Relate the message, okay.
Anyway, but if you want to follow us on social media, we're up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Stomp This Way on all those platforms. So make sure you give us a like or a follow, and go ahead and tell your friends about us.
Yeah, if you want to contact us directly, you can contact us at stompthisway1954@gmail.com. We still do have our other sister podcast going, DNA Film Wars.
It's gone down to
a bi-weekly show. Bi-weekly
podcast. We'll do an episode
every other week.
Every other week,
or try probably. To, at least. It's not maybe.
Well, there will at least be two a month.
Two a probably. Month, that is a goal.
We'll do one big movie, and then we'll do our Star Wars.
Our Star Wars show. Our Hobbs and Shaw should be released.
Relatively quickly.
Eventually.
And then the next episode of our Star Wars series over Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Will be out sometime before the end of the month.
But steering back to this podcast, Andrew, why don't you tell them where they can go find our website at?
You can find us at www.stompthisway.podbean.com.
Yep, you sure can. And you can see our full schedule of events there.
As well as our grades for past episodes.
Grades for past episodes, our bios, info about the podcast, our backlog of episodes. All kinds of fun stuff. So
all kinds of fun stuff.
This is going to be a short and sweet episode this week. As always, thank you for listening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Dylan. And we'll catch you in the next one. Grown up giant size, hairy legs and claws and gamma radiation eyes, toxic neutron venom dripping fangs that paralyze, spinning webs and laying traps, catching us like flies.
situation. Arachnoid damnation. Giant spider invasion from another dimension. Breaking through the void with seriously bad intentions. Eight-legged abominations. Black hole space. Spiders from hell. Dining on the human race. Giant spider invasion. Don't let them catch ya. It's not paranoia, cause they really are out to get ya. Won't you stay?
They're lurking
in the shadows. Jumping out of the dark. Through eight evil eyes. The future's looking stark. Spiders from another world, blown up giant size. Hairy legs and claws and gamma radiation eyes. Toxic neutron venom dripping fangs that paralyze. Spinning webs and laying traps, catching us like flies. Invasion, they're running amok. Creepy and scary and bigger than a pickup truck. We need evacuation, or set the doomsday clock. Be the first to have a spider eat your whole block. Giant spider invasion, spider invasion. We got no chance. We're silent partners in the Black Widow spider dance. A dire situation, total domination. The human race is facing complete annihilation.